what is happening really is, having been dissatisfied with the holding of the Constitutional Court, we are proceeding to the Supreme Court of Uganda to seek orders, basically two orders. One, that there be a stay of execution of the Constitutional Court orders. Two, we seek for an interim injunction prohibiting the Electoral Commission from holding fresh elections in our constituencies, and also prohibiting the Speaker of Parliament from implementing the orders of the Constitutional Court. Two, as a matter of fact, the Constitutional Court judgment was in a way amending the Constitution. It was introducing in alien terms that are not in the Constitution. It was absurd to interpret the Constitution and say that when you are expelled, it is tantamount, it is equal to one leaving. Yet living, as envisaged by the Constitution, is where one lives on his or her own volition. But on expulsion, you are being compelled, you are expelled from the party. We did not leave NRM. We were expelled by NRM. And two, even that, we contested it in court. We contested, and we are still up to now seeking a judicial review of the NRM party decision to quash the decision to expel us from the party.
Does that mean that because of the constitutional order and because the Supreme Court has yet to rule on your case, you will not be able to attend parliamentary functions in Parliament today?
Yes, unless there is a Supreme Court order, that's what can make us re-enter Parliament. But as it stands now, the orders were that we leave Parliament henceforth, that we do not enter Parliament, we do not do any other thing. Yet usually, once you make your ruling, you allow a period for the appeal. But now you don't allow people time to appeal. The aggrieved, you do not give them opportunity and room to go to seek redress from a superior court. For you, you want it implemented immediately. And two, usually the orders from court are communicated to the Speaker of Parliament. Now, the Speaker of Parliament is the one responsible for declaring a seat vacant to the Electoral Commission. But now you can see court ordered the Electoral Commission directly. And that's what we are saying, that the Constitutional Court jumped into the arena. It participated in the implementation. Yet usually the Constitutional Court is there for purposes of declaration.
Are you basically going to the Supreme Court to argue that the Constitutional Court overstepped its boundaries? Is that your case?
That's one of the grounds, but two, for holding wrongly and erroneously that expulsion is the same as leaving. We want court to pronounce itself on that. And three, the issues we are being accused of that form the basis for expulsion from Parliament were the facts we spoke on the floor of Parliament. Those facts, they are protected by the law. Once a member of Parliament is speaking in Parliament, he enjoys immunity. Now, when we're talking about corruption on the floor of Parliament, when we're talking about revenues, when we are talking about the poor service delivery, when we are talking about the state of affairs that are of great national importance, and you make those as a basis for charges against us, then a member of parliament chooses to be a member of parliament.
What are the prospects of your success at the Supreme Court beginning Monday?
We are sure that with the same court, like the Supreme Court, we hope the rule of law to be upheld. And we can tell you, we know very well how the Constitutional Court arrived at this judgment. We know, for instance, on specific dates, on 19th November, the acting Chief Justice, who is the head of the Constitutional Court, met the President with a draft judgment, and the President read through the draft judgment at his private home. And yet, you know, the President was one of the litigants, was one of the petitioners to the Constitutional Court. We have telephone printouts, exchanges between the President and justices of the Constitutional Court who are hearing our case. We have a lot of bias. The President saw an affidavit, and yet we called for the President to be cross-examined on the affidavit against us. And the court ruled that the President cannot come for cross-examination. All those were instances of bias, which we hope to address the Supreme Court. And once we address them to the Supreme Court, we know any sane court cannot uphold such a judgment as was the case with the Constitutional Court.